Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And I'm really excited for this week's episode because this is something that I've been teasing about for a while and I've had a lot of people ask me about, and that is Google Ads. Now, I wish I was a Google Ads ninja. I am not. And so I'm really excited to introduce you to Michael Alanis, who I've gotten to meet quite a few times. I was on his podcast. I got to meet him in my mastermind a couple of times. He's a great dude. He knows everything there is to know about Google Ads. He has crushed it behind the scenes for people with their launches. He has worked with local businesses, service providers, course creators. Like, if you can use Google to generate revenue, Michael knows how to do it. So I'm really excited to bring him on the show today. I will not bother you with any more details other than to say, Michael, welcome to the show.
Zach, good to be here.
Well, I am really excited that you're here because we have had, for those who don't know, at Heart, Soul, and Hustle, we have an agency arm of our business. And a lot of our clients, with everything that's been going on with Facebook from iOS to account shutdowns to temporary blocks on their account, a lot of them are like, I want to start investigating other avenues to advertise. And I've actually had people approach me and start asking about Google Ads. And so I want to just start this conversation by saying, this is something I think everybody should be starting to think about, is kind of hedging their bets with Google. And I'm going to turn it over to you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, and then maybe you can even give us a little enticing reason as to, for those who are already like, I'm not there yet, or I don't need Google Ads yet, why we really shouldn't be turning a blind ear to this conversation.
Zach, so great questions. And part of me is thinking, where do I begin? But I'll just get started. And I think that if I bring you in at the point at which I got involved in Google Ads, it'll also let you know why I think it's important and will answer a lot of questions. So with that said, my background was in B2B sales, and I used to sell tax and payroll services to companies for a large corporation called ADP. And I liked sales a lot, and I actually went to school to be a filmmaker, though, but somehow I got myself into sales and I was loving it. And I then stumbled across this whole world called internet marketing back in the day when there was no such thing as the 997 product. It was back when the most expensive thing you would do is sell something for $97. This was before lead pages existed. And I remember thinking, you know, I felt that the regular, like, brick and mortar, the lawyers, et cetera, those people were being underserved. They were having to go learn internet marketing from people that were just selling internet marketing courses and not really helping service providers. So I remember buying this book on Google Ads one day, and I was just interested in it. And when I read this book, I remember my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, I stood up in the living room and I said, oh my goodness, this is going to be a hit. And I then purchased my domain, which became my marketing company. And I ended up going full-time into this. And what I had discovered was, you know, everyone was going the route of Facebook ads, Facebook ads, Facebook ads. And they're very powerful. And I will say this, I'm not here to detract from Facebook ads whatsoever. This is a complementary thing. And I've been at this for about going on 9 years now. It took me a while to learn it. And what most people don't know is that Google will actually help you get your first campaigns up. And it's obviously in their best interest to help you, to have you spend, you know, money in the campaigns. But they're not marketers. They're not marketers. They know the platform. So the way I taught myself Google Ads was I would call Google on the phone. I would stay on the phone for about 45 minutes to an hour with one associate asking a question. And then when I could tell they're getting tired of talking to me, I would thank them and then call back again and talk to someone else. And I did that for months, just going down the line of a check. I would basically take my Google Ads book and I would say, okay, what don't I know? What do I need to learn more about? And essentially what I walked away with was like this forced education that I gave myself through the Google Ads associates and their helpline from there. And it took like 3 months to do that. And then I did my first little launch with a client and we spent like $1,000. And that was like a scary thing for me. I'm like, oh my goodness, $1,000 in Google Ads. Because what you've got in your lap here are three networks. You have the search network, which is keyword-based. You have the display network, which is much more behavior-based. And then you have the YouTube network, the video network. And each one of those is their own beast unto itself. So I'm really learning three things at once that are taking place here. I was able to then bring this service to the local business. And when I say local, I don't mean small. Like I have law firms today that are, you know, $10 million firms, and they rely on us to generate the leads for their family law practice, as an example. And my clients are all over the world actually now too. But with that said, the other part of the business that's been kind of this like shadow part of my business that no one's been aware of is that I do support large product launches with Google Ads. And because everyone is so aware of Facebook ads and they're very powerful, and I'm not here to take away from that, what I started to learn was when you're spending any amount of money in Facebook ads, and let's just call it, you know, $2,000, $5,000 and up, you are generating an enormous amount of awareness for your name, for your product, and then for whatever sort of sequence you have in your launch. During that time, to think that people are not doing searches about you, about your product name, it's happening. And you're leaving it up to the search engine to give them back something organic. And so if you're someone, let's say, that has a bad review out there and someone wrote a nice big fat blog post about you, we found that people were, you know, doing your name plus reviews or your product name plus reviews. And then we have this horrible blog post popping up that's giving, you know, just one person's bad experience ranking number one because it has the keywords of reviews in there, as an example, when you as the course creator should be owning that placement and you should be up top when someone's searching for reviews about your product. Simultaneously, if you think about YouTube, I don't know a single course creator or an internet marketer that is not on YouTube learning something or solving problems using YouTube to help them fix something. And when that audience is on YouTube to learn something, that's a much different intention and awareness than someone on Facebook or Instagram that's scrolling or is maybe spying on someone they used to date back in the day. They're here to learn something. So to get your video in front of that person that is ready to invest, you know, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour into a single video, it's a much different intention that's there. And the cost of YouTube traffic is actually, it's the most least expensive cost of traffic that I work with right now, but it's also the most effective. So I'll have launches where the three networks, search, display, YouTube, I'm putting 80% or more into YouTube ads. And the trick here too is to remember that YouTube ads are different than Facebook ads. You don't want to really entertain too much to start with. You actually want to qualify. And I want people to not watch my ad. I want it to be so qualifying the first 5 seconds that you would actually skip the ad. Because if you watch it, then we're paying for this now. And I want to make sure that if you watch my ad, that you want to be a part of what it is that we're offering here. So very powerful platform, three networks going on, and it plugs into a launch. And what I call the three phases, we have lead generation, we have lead nurture, and we have the selling phase. And selling phase is the open cart, close cart. So three networks, and we have three phases. And essentially, I then take the ad spend, divvy it up amongst those networks and those phases, and then I'm able to support a product launch and then simultaneously work with my clients that have their brick and mortar business. Now, it may sound like, how do I sleep at night? Thankfully, I do have a team. So we have a small team of people that has grown over the years. I was a one-man shop, but have grown since then. And it's been a big, fat blessing. It's been amazing to look back and to think like, wow, I never would have thought I would have gotten here because I began as a course creator with my first course actually in bartending. And now here I am with a Google Ads agency.
I love it. And I want to pull some key things that you said out there. The first one is that we're not vilifying Facebook. Facebook is great. Facebook ads are incredible. What I think is so key that you said is that once people engage with those Facebook ads, that's often not our last stop, right? We go to Google and we look things up. I think perfect example of this, we were in the market for a air purifier. We just got cats because we're gluttons for punishment. So now we have a zoo at our house, but we got cats and we were looking for air filtering systems. And so we looked it up on Google and then the Facebook ads followed us around. But what ended up happening was Facebook knew we were looking for air filters and they followed us around on Facebook. But our buying decision came from researching these companies on Google. Because what's cool about Facebook is that, yeah, you can follow around and yeah, you can retarget. But Facebook is so sophisticated that it also knows that other competitors are looking for your stuff. Right. And so you're actually trying to disrupt the market in Facebook. You're trying to disrupt someone scrolling through their day to day, doing whatever they want to do, you know, messaging people, liking stuff, looking at memes. and you're trying to steal their attention. Whereas what you're saying, and I think this is so incredible, is that with Google, you're actually garnering the attention that's already there. And that's an opportunity that a lot of marketers are not taking. People are going off of Facebook and they're Googling your program name, your website. And if you're not killing the SEO game, which most of us aren't because we don't learn that, and it's a long play, you want Google Ads to be there for you.
Absolutely. And the difference here is that the keyword, no pun intended, is search. And there's a search aspect. So someone is searching in YouTube, someone is searching in Google for something. And then for display ads that show up on third-party websites, which essentially is the same principle as Instagram and Facebook. It's a visual display ad. That's behavior-based, based on past searches. So with Google, I could even target audiences that are called their intent audiences, meaning that Google has deemed this person is in the market to make a purchase for a type of product. So I know when someone, let's say, is going to buy a car, or somebody is in the market for a fitness product or fitness apparel, as an example, and I can get my ads in front of them on a third-party website or on, you know, someone's YouTube channel that is investing all this time to monetize a YouTube channel about a topic. And now I get to just come in and place my video in front, and I'm the first thing they see before they're watching that person's video now.
Yeah. And we just keep coming back to those two words, search and intent. And I think we're going to talk about this, but the cost is lower on Google for a lot of this stuff, and the intent is higher. So where I may be paying, you know, a $40 or $50 CPM on Facebook, I'm on Google getting higher. I mean, I would argue, love to hear your thoughts on this, higher quality leads because the search and the intent is there for comparable or lower prices in some cases. Is that what you tend to see?
You know, that is my hypothesis. I have yet to have a client actually break it out and say, okay, we're going to actually look at our revenue from Google versus revenue from Facebook. However, I've seen higher revenue when a client is using Wicked Reports, meaning that I'm seeing that our, let's say, when you take the amount of revenue made and you divide it over the amount of leads generated, it's much higher. So the value is much higher coming off of Google. Now, is that just across the board thing for everyone? I hate dealing in absolutes, but the cost of YouTube ads is going to be less than Facebook ads. Absolutely. And as you mentioned, it's a different type of audience. It's the same person. So to think the person on YouTube also doesn't have an Instagram, that's incorrect. But when they show up for Instagram, they're how they are, like that, and that disposition is way different than I'm going to watch a YouTube video and learn something.
Yeah. And you know, the one thing that you've mentioned that I think is so key is that, you know, on this show, we talk a lot about the word omnipresence, or we call it like an ecosystem of engagement, where you've got this ecosystem where people are engaging with your content and then you continue to serve them new content. And Facebook is one of the, you know, the highest trafficked websites in the world, but so is Google. And I think Google actually beats out Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. And it's like, if you think about that, you're only hitting, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60% of their online experience because people are searching. And I think the other thing that I'd love to throw out here is that as marketers, we tend to be very myopic and we're like, well, I use Facebook so much, so everyone else must be using Facebook. I think the best thing you can do if you're a marketer and you live with someone that's not a marketer, in the least creepy way possible, watch them use their phone. That was the most mind-blowing experience, watching my partner use his phone, because he searches everything. He's like, oh no, I don't use Facebook that much, or I just use Facebook to watch, or like, but I'm searching all the time. He's a YouTube junkie. He's a search junkie. And it's like, he's my age. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there is this huge market out there on Google and YouTube, some of the highest trafficked websites in the world, that we as marketers have convinced ourselves that Facebook is this dogma. And for non-marketers, which for the mass majority of us is our client, even if your client is marketers, they don't start as marketers. And you even said it, Michael, a lot of marketers are on YouTube looking for solutions. And if we want that omnipresence, that everywhere effect, then we have to not neglect the highest platform or highest traffic platforms in the world.
Correct. And it's just adding something into your tool set here that you're using and working with. And for some people may say this too, I'll hear this, and it's a valid statement. They'll say, well, you know what? I don't click on the Google ads. Like when I do a search for something, I'm not clicking on the ads. I don't care about that. I just want to come down and find something. I don't care about the ads. And to that person, I would say, then you're someone that wouldn't click an ad. However, to think no one is clicking ads is incorrect, because clearly Facebook and Instagram, it amazes me to think that someone is on Instagram scrolling, suddenly finds themselves opting in for a 30 to 60 minute free webinar and then buys a product. That's amazing. I'm blown away with that. I get it. If like you're going to click a Instagram ad and buy a sweater or a candle, very quick impulse buy, don't think too much about it. But to suddenly find yourself, you know, scrolling through Instagram and now you're signing up for a free webinar, that blows me away. It almost makes more sense that someone is on YouTube wanting to learn something and then sees an offer for a free webinar, says, oh, okay, that's definitely fitting what I want to accomplish. Let me go ahead and sign up for that. And you said something important too. You had mentioned about SEO. You know, search engine optimization, very powerful. Our agency does that for clients, but that is a very long-term game. You're not going to suddenly pop up a hardcore SEO game for your launch next month and just kill it with that. But for Google, you know, when someone says, as an example, how would you like to show up at the top of the search results? I always say this, Google's not a single book. It's many chapters, many books. So I would say there's no such thing as top of search result. There's not like this stack of pages. What there are search queries. And if you change a single word in a search query, well, then we now jump to a different chapter or a completely different book or genre. And if you can identify the important search queries that you want to show up for, you can show up at the top of the search results for that and then get the data that you need on split testing your ads, which ad had the better click-through rate, which ad actually converted. And all I do is make assumptions with Google Ads. I then test those assumptions and alter from there. And that is the optimization. And that's essentially what's happening from it.
That's so good. And while you were chatting, I was pulling up my analytics because I think like, I don't want to dog on SEO. I think it's fantastic and it's a really important strategy. But like, you know, I know a little bit about SEO. I actually used to freelance write for an SEO company, dating myself a little bit, like 12 years ago. But you know, over the last 30 days to our website, we've published literally hundreds of pieces of content. And, you know, we're getting, you know, 1,000-1,500 views a month. And only 60 or 70% of those are coming from search traffic. But think about how much more traffic I could be getting if I was leveraging Google for these keywords that people are already searching. So it's almost like you can start to, you know, as you get into the world of Google, and I don't know how far down this rabbit hole we want to go, but there's also the whole analytics side is incredible. And it's like, I can go into my analytics, find out how people are finding me now and expand from there. So it's like Google Ads are this incredible short-term play, but they also give you this incredible data in analytics where like the AI and the technology on the back end of Google, because I've played around with it a little bit. I would call myself a novice liar. I like to lie and say I'm a novice at Google Ads, but nice. I really know what I'm doing. But the robustness of it is you can choose very broad keywords and then they'll deliver to you what keywords are actually leading to the purchases, what keywords are leading to the sales. And you can see that in your analytics and you can see that in your website and in your ads. And it's like the power of high intent data is incredible because, you know, for the content creators out there, and Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, because again, novice liar. But I think with Google, we can even pull what keywords are leading to the most traffic, the most opt-ins, the most sales. And then we could create more content like that for SEO and to continue to serve these keywords that are converting us. Is that accurate?
Yeah. You know, what's unfortunately with podcasts, you can't see when I'm nodding my head. I'm like, yes, yes. And the biggest part, a few things to address of what you said. First off, you had said, you know, there's also a lot of power with analytics. Let's even take Google Ads off the table for 1 second. I'll come right back to it. If someone does not want to spend a dollar in Google Ads, Google Analytics should be on your website. Absolutely. I call it points of entry, meaning any point at which somebody can fill a form out, that should be an actual goal in analytics. Do you have goals set up for yourself for like form submissions?
Do you know, I keep saying I'm going to learn how to do it and I don't, but I do for our e-commerce site. We have enhanced e-commerce, so the goals are already set for us and we do use analytics pretty intensively in our e-commerce business.
Gotcha. I'm going to write down to have my project manager send you a little Loom video. It's so easy. You'll kick yourself once you realize
how excited. Easy it is. I'm ready for it.
Yes. Super easy. I could probably stick it in a fortune cookie. It's that easy to do it. It's very easy. So the goal is essentially saying when someone arrives here, we've hit a goal. And a goal could be a click. A goal could be they have to see a thank you page URL. And that's essentially the goals that I work inside of. They're going to see a thank you page URL, setting up the goals, and then turning on Google Search Console. You can see the search queries that brought traffic to your site and if those converted actually into a form submission. And so now you can start to see, okay, are my goals being reached through mobile devices? Are they being reached through desktop? Is it coming through even the operating systems that they're coming through? Time of day, demographic, et cetera. And then Google will give you a lot of data about your converting audiences too. Now, what do you do with that? If you're not running paid ads, well, nothing, but at least you could, you know, alter your content to speak to those things. But with Google Ads, not spending a dollar, but leveraging it inside of the Google Ads platform is a keyword planning tool where you could insert your website or type in some starter type search queries and keywords. And Google will historically tell you what the search volume is for those keywords and give you some additional ideas and then even tell you the competition level for them. So you can plug in some keywords and search queries. A search query is just a set of keywords. So it would be, as an example, how do I install, as you said, Google Analytics goals, or how to make money online? That's a very broad one. But you would plug in the search query and it's going to give you a competition level and other items around it that it's suggesting to look at. If you were to build your blog content around medium to low level, they call long tail type phrases, well, then you're able to now, you know, start creating content around things that people are already searching for. So it's very expensive to try to create a bunch of awareness and SEO around things that people are not searching for. But, you know, surfing the net would essentially, in my mind, mean there's a wave out there. You want to get in front of that wave and you want to find where the waves are, as opposed to splashing around and trying to create your own wave for yourself. And you can accomplish that with Google Analytics and then using the keyword tool in Google Ads and having the Google Ads account, not spending a dollar once again, you're going to get a customer ID. And at the very top, if you click on the question mark, you could actually contact Google support and they'll teach you how to use the keyword planner. They'll even help you if you'd like to set up your first campaign. You can go ahead and do that. And then to address your question about Google Ads itself, when you start running search ads, which target keywords, think of it like a receipt. If you're going to pay Google for a click for a search ad, the receipt from Google is they're going to tell you the exact search query that someone typed in, which resulted in that click. So from there, it's also going to tell you if that click converted. So we can start to see what search queries converted as well.
This gets me so geeked up. And I hope that if you're listening, you can't hear me clacking, because every time Michael says something, I'm like, oh, I'm going to look at that in the analytics so I can understand what he's saying. Like, I just put in my website into the keyword planning tool, which we can talk a little bit more about what that is. But what's fascinating is how much Google already knows, because they're like, hey, here are a bunch of keywords that would be related to your website that you should try. And I never thought, like, Facebook advertisement course. It's so silly, but I never thought to even write a blog post called What's the Best Facebook Advertisement Course? Compare mine to somebody else's, create passive revenue, or even run an ad to that page to get people into my business, whether it's YouTube or Google. Like, you know, this is just opening my eyes to so much possibility that data gives us. And it's like, you know, you could even run your website through the keyword tool to see, like, what are people actually finding you for? And what does Google think you're known for? And what's fascinating to me is I really thought that people were finding my website through, like, challenges. And that's what I'm, like, really known for. But what it's interesting is people are searching for courses and ads. Like, it's just a list of course and digital marketing and advertising. And so now I know, just from this little exercise, that I can lean into that when I create new content. And I've got a whole list of ideas for new content that I can put into podcast titles, that I can, you know, put into Google Ads. And I think this is where I think hopefully the future of advertising goes, even with Facebook, is like this really incredible data, this really incredible transparency. And we can use that information to create better experiences for people. Because as much as we're talking about how cool it is to have the data and the click-through and this and that, and to make more money and generate more revenue and be everywhere, it's like, but this is also giving you the data to create the experience that people are actively searching for. And it's like, absolutely. I think one of the biggest questions I get from people is like, what do I talk about? What do I say? How do I create? And when you start playing with ads and analytics and the keyword planner, you don't have to come up with ideas. You can research the ideas that people are actively searching for. And I think There's so much power in that. So if you're listening to this and you're going, oh, what do I need Google Ads, or am I ready for Google Ads? You are ready for the power of Google now, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. I applaud that, Zach. You're like already doing things while I'm talking, and that says a lot about your initiative. Let's do a fun exercise right now. Open up just Google to do a search.
Got it.
And you had mentioned you have a Facebook ads course.
I do.
So let's just type in Facebook ads course as our search. And I'm going to show you how to take some meat off the bone here. And if you're vegetarian, how to take some soy off of the ground here with this.
Yeah.
Okay. So the principle here is that we're typing a kind of like a, I'm going to call it a core search query in. Here's something I'm interested in that I want to sell or I want to make content about. What you want to do is you want to first scroll to the very bottom, and you're going to see something that's called related search terms. It'll say search is related to Facebook ads course. It's going to show you like about eight. What are, name two of them that you see now.
Facebook course for beginners and how to become a Facebook ads specialist.
Okay. So the way I would use this is it's telling you that people are looking for Facebook ad courses for beginners from that root phrase of Facebook ads course. So if somebody was going to make content, you could have a title of it be, and it doesn't have to be word for word that, because Google also understands like synonyms and phrases. So it could say, what is the best Facebook ads course for beginners? And it could be a piece of content about that, or it could be a YouTube video for that as well, because YouTube is the second largest search engine owned by Google as well. But then let's go ahead and click on Facebook ads courses for beginners, that actual related search term. Let's click on that one.
Okay.
So now let's go ahead and scroll to the bottom. And now we're going to start going on a bit of a rabbit hole where it's going to give us related terms now to Facebook ads courses for beginners because we've changed the search query.
Oh, now this is interesting because now it says Facebook ads for online courses, which is literally what I teach.
There we go. Or how to create a course on Facebook. I also see Facebook marketing course PDF, complete Facebook marketing course. And you might see different results than I'm seeing. But the principle of this is that you start with a core search phrase, go to the bottom. Google's going to tell you what people are looking for based on what you've typed in. And the same thing you can do in YouTube, type in a core phrase and look at those top videos, what they're titled inside of there. This is where you can get content for your own blog or using what we did right here, related search terms for your YouTube videos. And then if you want to take it a step further, if you're going to go after search traffic in Google Ads, this is where you can pull some information from, and you're essentially doing some research at a very basic level without having to be some sort of, you know, deep SEO specialist.
This is amazing. And I'm going to throw this in the ring because we're here. I also have a plugin called Keywords Everywhere because I'm secretly using this strategy already. Now the world knows. And they even give me even more things that people are also searching for. And it's like the list is so incredible because I can see like how to sell online courses with Facebook ads, how to sell high ticket items on Facebook, Facebook ad course outline, how to become a Facebook ad special. Like I could literally create podcasts, YouTubes, blogs on this content. And I'm not even coming up with these ideas. Google is telling me people are searching for this. Go make the content.
Correct.
And this is incredible.
Exactly. And what you're noticing about this, the last two pieces I'll say is take a look at the very, you're going to see ads. So you're probably seeing search ads for your search query. Well, any sort of market that you're in, this is a great way to get, now I don't want to say you're plagiarizing, you're getting inspiration, but you're taking a peek. You're seeing essentially some company has paid for a copywriter to put some ads together. And by clicking on the ad, you're also going to see their landing page. And it's a great way to start to see what else is out there that's converting well. And I'd be clicking on the top one or two ads, and those are going to show you what's probably working.
Yeah, this is incredible. So here's where I think we make a little bit of a pivot and start to kind of wrap up is like, we kind of introduced these concepts super high level. And you know, I've done podcasts on Facebook ads, and this is the first podcast we've done on Google ads. And the question always comes up like, okay, this is great, but like, I want to get in there and do it, right? So we've talked about things like, you know, you want to show up at the top of the search. You want to find these keywords. You want to show up on YouTube. And, you know, you want to, if people Google your name or the name of your course, to show up at the top of search with a low cost ad. But the big question is then like, how do we actually do that? Right. And so I'm really excited about this. Michael and I have teamed up to actually host a live workshop. It's going to be on February 16th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're trying to do it at the end of the day so that as many people that want it can get there. And we're going to be walking you through some of the fundamentals of ads. And like, really, if you were looking to get started with Google Ads, like, what would you do? Now, I'm partnering with Michael because I think it's an incredible opportunity. I'm going to be there, obviously. We're going to be learning and we're implementing Google Ads for myself. We have clients that want us to learn about them that we've said we're going to go out and learn. And Michael is the guy that I'm going to do that. And so I will kind of turn it over to you, Michael, to tell us a little bit about it. I'm going to plug the link real quick. If you want to, if you're like, yes, this sounds amazing, I'm in heartsoulhustle.com/Google. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/Google. Head over there, reserve your spot for the workshop. The last thing I'll say before I let Michael spill the beans on what we're really going to dive into is that this is going to be a really tactical workshop. Now, we have an offer for you at the end. I have communicated, if you've been following me online or listening to the podcast, that I value a really accessible offer. We're going to try to make this offer to learn Google Ads as accessible as possible. But if you show up for the workshop, what we are guaranteeing is that it's not a thinly veiled rehash of what we did here. It's actually what to do inside of Google. So you're going to get very tactical information so that you're able to start using that information. If you come to this workshop, you're actually going to walk away with information. You're not going to walk away going, wow, I feel squeezed into a course that I have to buy if I really want to start learning. So I just wanted to, like, we talked about this before the episode and when we originally planned to collaborate, that we want to lay all the cards on the table so there's no surprise and you truly, sincerely feel like this is a workshop that was worth your time. So now that I've basically spilled all the beans, I'll be quiet. And Michael, I'll let you add anything that you'd like about this upcoming workshop.
Absolutely. So the premise of the workshop, and it's, I'm glad you said this too, is that yes, there's going to be an opportunity at the end. And I want to say the opportunity is to continue what we're learning. It is not a pitch. There is going to be a very brief, I could probably hold my breath and make the offer at the end. It's very straightforward for the right people that want to continue on with us. And if you know Zach and the way he's been approaching disrupting the internet marketing industry, and he was also a guest on my podcast with the title of that, Disrupting the Internet Marketing Industry, we have something that is a no-brainer to do. And we want to kick it off with something that is a no-brainer to join, which is this free training. The free training is going to cover three areas: analytics, remarketing, and search. And what are the basics that someone needs to do to get started using Google Ads now? And I'm just going to start teaching. I'm not here to convince you to do Google Ads. So if you are already convinced you should do it, or you think that maybe I could in the future, show up either way. But we're going to get into a class under the premise that you want to get started. And how do I do that? So I'm going to go right into teaching and education. And then the offer at the end is to continue on with me. I do actually have a course created of Google Ads specifically for course creators. It has just been created. I'm actually not necessarily, you know, pitching that, but if you'd like to continue learning with me, we have that offer coming at the end. But if you want to learn the basics of analytics, some basic things to get started, remarketing and search, join us there. It's not going to be everything. It's just the basics that we can cram into our, how much time do we have, Zach, for that presentation?
We're finalizing that together, but I am game to go for like 1-2 hours. Like, so whatever we can fit in like an hour, hour and a half with Q&A, like, I think that's the perfect pitch. I don't want to overwhelm people with all the content in a short period of time, but we're going to maximize our time. So, I mean, I think we've got an hour and a half easily plus time for Q&A if you need it.
Perfect. Yeah. 90 minutes. That's a nice pace. I can, you know, dedicate like 30 minutes or so to each one of these sections, those three sections. And I look forward to it. You know, my real goal here is that people show up that want to actually put this into practice. And I love the topic, whatever results of that, I would love to hear back from you as well. Like if you use any of the strategies or, you know, tactics I'm going to be sharing with you. But just do know this, is that what I'm sharing with you is the very things that I'm doing right now behind the scenes for a lot of the people that you probably have purchased products from or that are well-known in the industry. Because when this call ends, I go right back to managing the launches that I'm in right now. I just want to bring this and make it available for anyone to get started and even to get started for free, which is why it's 100% teaching webinar.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael. And guys, again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/Google. Here's the thing. If you've been on any of my recent webinars, if you've been following me on the interwebs, if you've seen my recent Instagram posts and emails, you guys know that I'm not here to sell for the sake of squeezing you into a high ticket offer. That's just not what we're doing. In fact, Michael and I dialogued about this on his podcast, which we'll link up in the show notes, and how, you know, I think that making more accessible offers is really going to be the future of this market. And there's nothing wrong with high ticket offers. We're not saying they're bad, but what we are saying is this is information that you really may want access to. And that's what gets me geeked up, is that I found somebody like Michael who's willing to share his genius at no cost. I've heard him speak at masterminds. I've heard him speak, you know, now on the podcast. It's like, this is not going to be a, wow, here's how bad you need Google. And if you want to set up a remarketing ad, then you better buy the $2,000 course. It's not that. And I think I just really, really, really want to impress upon that, that we are showing up to give you the basic information so you can get started. Because I don't know about you, Michael, maybe you disagree, but I think that Google is like the future Facebook ads. It is the promised land of Facebook 5 years ago, when CPMs were low and people were getting in and people were like, this editor is too confusing. And like the power editor was like this special hack that only some people knew about. It's like the future is going to be Google ads, because people aren't there yet. They just aren't, at least in our space, at least in this volume, at least in this capacity. And if you can be an early adopter, like, it doesn't matter what you early adopt. Like, I think this is still the early adoption phase for marketers on Google. I think there's so much potential. And, you know, you guys, I built my business being an early adopter on Periscope. I have people that built their business, are building their businesses being early adopters on Clubhouse. The difference between Periscope and Clubhouse is that Google is not going anywhere. We can say that pretty indefinitely. They basically run the world at this point. And if you are seeing the potential on Facebook, you are missing the potential on Google if you're not already there. So I'm very adamant about this. We are learning Google ads. I am going to this webinar and I'm going to be taking feverish notes. I don't even want to call it a webinar. It's more of a workshop. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be going through the program. I don't know if I told Michael that yet, but I plan to be in the program. Whatever he charges me to be there, I'm going to be there. We're going to bust this out, because there's so much potential to learn and grow your business here. So as we wrap up, Michael, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, okay, I see the potential of Google, maybe they're still on the fence, maybe they're not. What are like some parting words that you want to give to them for those that are like in their feelings a little bit about learning something new or getting distracted or just adding something to their plate?
Sure. You know, within that world of Google, the three networks, YouTube is the one that is so underutilized in terms of a mass market, like a lot of people using it. But for those that are using it, they're very happy to be there. And they've been using it for a long time now. And they are very successful. And the scalability of YouTube ads is incredible. What I would say to anyone that is, you know, let's say, is it on the fence or wondering if maybe I should show up, Zach?
Yeah, or really what I think the message I want you to get across is for people who are like, yes, and I'll get to analytics and Google ads later. Like, what would you say to the people who are like, yeah, and you know, this, gotcha, this is not the right time, right? Because I truly believe for everyone listening that if you are even playing with advertising or dabbling in Facebook ads, that you've got to expand your repertoire to Google. Like, to me, it's a non-negotiable. We've told our clients we're doing it. I'm doing it. Like, for the people who are like, yeah, but like Google is just so advanced or not for me, like, what is the words of wisdom from somebody who's been doing this for years for the opportunity cost of being on Google?
Sure. It is easier to get started than you think. Way easier. And I was blown away with how easy it was to get started. However, the complexity is there for anyone that wishes to explore deeper. I love wine. I'm actually going to be in this spring putting my very first in my backyard. I'm going to grow some wine and make my own few bottles myself. And you know, you don't have to be a winemaker or a sommelier to enjoy wine. You just open it, pour it, drink it. And if you don't want a glass, just drink out of the bottle if you like. But for Google Ads, you don't have to be a Google Ads expert to do Google Ads. There are some basic foundational things you can do to run your own account as well. You don't even need anyone to teach you, which is why I'm betting on a free class where I would hope someone does this, walks away and implements all this. If you'd like to explore deeper, then join us. And if not, not a problem whatsoever, but I was blown away with how easy it is to get started, and the complexity is there. I was at a large event prior to getting into Google Ads, and I remember a breakout session that says, hey, for everyone that's a Google Ads person, we're going to have this little like gathering over here. And it was like a small group of people. And I remember thinking like, gosh, those guys and gals must be some of the smartest, because I could never go in that platform. And I'm blown away that I've now made a course on it. like, that's how incredible it was. And it kind of snuck up on me over the years. Just one thing adds to another, to another, to another, to another. And suddenly I found myself, you know, seeing that we're generating sales from Google Ads. But it wasn't this hurdle that I had to become an expert to be effective. You can be effective within a weekend if you put into practice what I'm going to be sharing with you.
I love this. I love this so much. As we wrap up, I do want to just say that, you know, I recently did a post on Instagram. You can go check it out, Heart Soul Hustle. It's a meme. And one of the things that I said was that, you know, P.S., this whole, you have two options at the end of a workshop, you know, basically die or become a millionaire. This is option three. This is, you heard it from Michael that if you watch this, like, he wants people to come, get the information, implement the information, get results, and decide if they need. And I think that's the shift we're seeing in the industry. I think that's why, that's why I'm connecting with people like Michael and bringing him to you guys, is that this is truly a shift in the industry in the terms of how we advertise, in the terms of how we show up as marketers, and in terms of how we deliver content. And so at the very minimum, you know, pay attention to this space, because, you know, we're making shifts here. And if you want to be part of that, we would love to have you. So Michael, this has been amazing. I didn't even realize we were going to talk this long. I hope I didn't steal too much of your time, but thank you so, so much for being here today. Again, you guys, we will have a recap of everything over at heartsoulhustle.com/143. We'll have links to the workshop. We'll have links to the podcast I did with Michael. We'll have links to the keyword planner. Like, we're going to link up everything for you. So heartsoulhustle.com/143. If you're like, whoa, that was a lot, and I need a recap, we're actually going to transcribe this entire show. We're going to pay to have it transcribed so that you can go through and listen, reread, rewatch. It's going to be absolutely aces. So check out the show notes. With that being said, I just want to give you one more big thank you so, so much for being here, Michael. Any last words about anything at all?
Last thing is, I look forward to seeing everyone there. I look forward to diving in and teaching this topic that I am playing with these platforms all day by myself with my team. And it's nice just for others to join in. And I'm excited to hear everyone's questions. So please come ready to ask questions. I love to dive into those. And that's it. We'll see you there.
Awesome. Well, we will see you guys on February 16th at 4 p.m. Pacific time to talk Google Ads. And until next time, you guys, keep hustling.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.